who? Side 1, Joseph E. Informant, Type 1A, Bessemer, Alabama. Papa, we were talking about making syrup. You gonna tell us a little, you gonna tell us some more about making syrup?
Well, I tell you, you done got that, ain't you?
No, sir. I didn't have the tape on.
Well, ain't you still how you prepare to make, are they?
Yeah.
Well, you raise your cane, they call it sorghum cane. And you, when it gets up, the heads of it goes getting ripe, why you strip the fodder off of it, cut it down and hold it to the mill. Hold it and pile it up, set the mill down there, it's ground, and put your pan down, sorghum pan down that you cook your syrup in, and you grind that juice out, run it through the mill, and grind the juice out of the cane. Mash it up and grind it out. Mash it out and you run, it's taken from there to the pan, and a fire built under the pan, and you cook your syrup out there. Cook that juice down into a syrup. And if you don't know how the pan's made, you take it, call it a sorghum pan. It's made with bars across in it, and gaps in the bars for the juice to run around through. You don't, and you, at the front end, you let the juice in at the back end of your pan, and you run it all up to the front, it's cooked out in the syrup. You draw that syrup out, and you cook it. That's the way you make this syrup. You take that, you put horses in that mill, and they go around and around to turn that juice out. Turn that cane through the mill. Somebody feeds the cane through the mill.
You used to make syrup. About how many years ago was that? Or how old was you? Were you?
Well, about the first syrup I made, I guess I was about 17 years old. Mm-hmm. I bought out of mill, half interest in a mill, me and a cousin of mine, on it. 4 or 5 years.
But then
I give it, I give him my part. I got part of it and give him my part of it to Jim Bunn.
But later on you made some syrup too, didn't you?
Was it?
You made syrup later on, even after you had a family.
Yeah, after that I got over an old mill and I made the syrup for some of them for 3 or 4 years, 4 or 5 years, I reckon.
How did you get paid for making syrup?
All the way, I told you, you furnished everything and cooked it off for the 4th gallon.
No money involved, and you had to...
No money involved in it. Just you got the 4th for cooking it.
And the people who brought the things in furnished all of it?
They ground the juice out. And you cooked it. That's your job, to cook it all. And they furnished the juice to the pan.
Well, you've had some interesting jobs.
Huh?
I said you've had some interesting jobs. Cooking syrup and cotton gin and a grist mill. And farming and horse trainer.
Horse trainer, mostly.
Yeah. Any other interesting things you've done?
Oh, I don't know.